season's greetings from myself and the family. I'm recording this as we are in Hermanus, near in Seer, or near in Bosch, for a bit of a break, and thinking of the season that we are in, Christmas, things to come, and I trust that you have had a great holiday so far. If you are on holiday, if you are still working, just pray God's blessing over you, and I hope that you will have a bit of a break as well. Now, as we are in the season, I think, you know, there's we will see everywhere that lights are going up. You know, people are putting up trees and stuff with lights, and even the city covers things with lights, and we drive kilometers to go see these lights being presented. I know of a person there in Kales River that does quite a great job in terms of the lights that he puts up, and light is such a significant thing even in the season, although the focus is maybe somewhere else, the gifts and so on. But it's interesting, as I was just thinking about this, how light actually plays a big role, and the lights and the different colors and everything. And reading in John, I see that God sort of brings in that theme as well. And I want to read for us in John 1 the following. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." You know this portion of scripture quite well. "He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." In verse 4 it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." And it's interesting that John brings this in here, that in him was life. And I think as Christians we know this, that we have received the life of God in us through what Jesus Christ has done. This life is in us, and this is what Jesus came to bring, is to bring us life and give us eternal life as well. And then he says, "And that life was the light of men." That life is the light of men. And I just had to think about that, that this life that God is giving us is actually the light. So in terms of switching on the lights this Christmas, we can switch on this eternal light that is in us, this life that is in us, this life that God has granted us. And as we think about and as we celebrate Christmas, I think one of the appropriate things to celebrate is this life that is in us, and that this life becomes the light to the world. And verse 5 says, "And this light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." So where does the light shine? In the darkness. The light is there for the purposes of changing the conditions of darkness. The light is not there on its own, separate to anything, but can I say it almost performs to its best when there is darkness. And this life that God has given us in the season, as we think of the fact that Jesus Christ came and was born for us, that life was granted us, this life that is in us becomes the light to all men. So for us, this life, this light that we have received, is the very thing that we can show to those that are around us. Now, this word that they are using is that the darkness did not comprehend it. The word here actually means three things. In that, firstly, it could not seize it. It could not lay hold of it or overcome it. So the darkness cannot seize the light. It cannot lay hold of it. It cannot overcome it. Secondly, it could not lay hold of it by with a mind, with a mental or moral effort. So could not understand it in any way. And then the third one is, it could not quench or extinguish or snuff this out. The darkness cannot overcome the light that God has placed within us. And for us as Christians, our joy is in knowing that the light is not only greater than the darkness, but it will also outlast the darkness. So this is why this can be the most incredible season for us, the most joyful season for us, in that we know that the light and the life that God has placed in us cannot be snuffed out, cannot be overcome by darkness, cannot be understood even by the people that are still walking in darkness. And for that purposes, we as the children of God can show forth the light of God in this time. And then if we read further, in verse 9 it says, John testifying of this light that has come. He says that light was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. So this light, the purposes is that it shines for every man that comes into this world. This light that God has, the fact that Jesus has come, produces this light, and that light is for every man that walks into this life, that is born into this life. They are not exempt from it, but God desires that they will walk in that light. And then he continues in verse 12, we read this, and this is the well-known scripture that we all know. It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So we have received light. The darkness doesn't understand it, cannot overcome it, cannot sniff it out. We have been granted this light. Why? So that we can shine it. And when people come and they receive him, receive Jesus Christ, they are God's. They become part of this light that God wants to shine in this world. So I just want to remind us at this time that God has called us to be the light of the world. And as we celebrate Christmas, as we are with our families, as we spend time, may the light of Jesus Christ just, ooze or shine out of you into this world. May people know that he is the Lord of your life. And if you are listening to this message and you do not know if God is your Father, if you do not know that you are born again, verse 12 is for you. He says, but as many as receive him, and I want to invite you to receive him today, to receive the light of God into your life, to receive this life into your life, because he was thinking of you when he sent his son, when his light came to this world and became part of it. His thoughts was of you, thinking of you, that he wants to save you, that he wants you to be part of his family. So I just want to lead you in a short prayer, even if you're listening to this message, and the power of this prayer is not so much in the prayer but it's in you speaking to God and being honest with him and saying, God, here is my life. I want to give you everything. So can we just pray? Father God, I come before you and I recognize that I am a sinner and that my life is far from you. And today I come and I ask you for forgiveness of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse me and to wash me, and that this light that you are speaking of, this life, will come into my life. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. I receive your life. I receive your light in my life. And I pray that I will walk before you. I give everything to you today. I lay my life down before you. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior in Jesus' name. So my prayer is just for you and your families as you celebrate this amazing event that happened in history, that as you celebrate that you will recognize the light that is in you, that which God has birthed in you, that which he has placed in you. And as you celebrate, may he receive all the glory and the praise and the honor over the season. Give someone a gift just to bless them, because God gave his only son for each one of us. So may the Lord bless you over this festive season. May you have a fantastic time with family and friends, and may you be the light wherever you are. God bless you.